Hey, there you are. It took you long enough. Did you have trouble finding the place or something? You got lost. Well, I guess I can understand that. It's kind of a huge apartment complex. I probably also should have told you where to park. Oh well. Anyway, come in, come in. Yeah, this is it. This is my place. Yeah, this is the couch I'm always sitting on when, I'm texting you at night. That's my kitchen where I pretend to be able to cook, and, that's my bedroom over there. Do you want to see my bedroom? Okay. Here it is. It's nothing special. My bed's pretty comfy, though. You want to try it? Comfy, right? I am in a good mood. I'm just excited. It's funny seeing you here in my room and having you over to my place for the first time. Well, my real place. I mean, I know in the summer program we we shared a hotel room. But yeah, I don't know. It's just kind of cool having you here. Aw, that's sweet. You think I have a good eye for design? Well, I'll have to come over to your place sometime. Mm-hmm. I want to see what it's like. Even if it's filled up with nerd stuff. I mean, you're my nerd, so I wouldn't expect any different. So, what do you want to do tonight? I know we had kind of a big week getting back to school, and I know it was a lot, introducing you as my boyfriend to all of my friends and everything, so I kind of figured you might want to just hang out and relax, maybe watch a movie or something. What do you think? Yeah? Cool. Well, here, how about I set up my laptop on the bed and we can, maybe get comfy and, yeah, hang out here on my bed. I know, we shared a bed during the summer, but it's different. This is my bed that you're sitting on, and that was just a hotel bed that we cuddled in a lot, so it's different. It's more special. Yeah. Quit making fun of me. God, are you, what, you're my bully now? You know, somehow the word nerd doesn't sound as mean coming out of your mouth. And you know, nerd is just a term of endearment. It was my way of saying that I think you're smart, and I admire you for it. Hey, you know I feel really bad about that, right? The whole bullying you thing. I know, I've apologized a million times, but I don't know if I'll ever be able to not apologize for it. I was in a really bad place, and now, having gotten to know you, and you having gotten to know me, and things are different. And I'm ashamed for how I treated you. Sometimes I don't know how you can even look at me. It's, like, how do you look at me and not think of all of the names that I called you, or me making you sleep on the floor? I mean, it's kind of crazy that we're dating after all of that. Yeah, you're right. It's in the past, and I know you've forgiven me. I guess I still need to forgive myself, you know? Okay, enough gushy talk. Let's find something to watch. I've already got Netflix pulled up on my laptop. Why don't you find something? And I'm going to grab some snacks and change into something a little more comfortable. Sound good? Okay. I'll be right back. Okay. Do you like these? I know they're a little spicy, but, okay, you do. Great. Good. I love a spicy chip. And then I also got, some gummy bears. I kind of have a gummy bear addiction. Oh my god, I have them with me, like, everywhere I go. They're just, yeah. Oh, what? The red ones. Yeah, of course, those are the best ones. What do you like, the green ones or something? Oh, nerd, come on. The green ones? No, it's all about the red ones. Okay, here, you put those snacks on your side. Okay, here, take these from me. And I am going to put on my favorite hoodie. Yeah, you like it? This is what I always wear when I'm just lounging around the house. Yeah, I mean, every girl has to have a big oversized sweater in her closet. Would I wear one of your hoodies? Yes. In a heartbeat. Yeah, actually, you need to be careful. If you bring a hoodie around me, like one of your hoodies, it's gonna disappear. Well, it's gonna disappear from your closet, and it's going to appear on my body. And I'll likely wear it to class. I'll wear it around campus. Yeah, it's like a badge of honor. Yeah, your boyfriend hoodie. And you know what? Extra points if it's like a super nerdy hoodie. Like, I don't know, something with comic books on it, or superheroes, or Godzilla, or something. You're funny. Okay, did you find something for us to watch? Alright, good. I'm really glad you wanted to watch a movie tonight. It reminds me of when we were living in the hotel room together. Yeah, I really loved every night how we'd watch TV and fall asleep cuddling in the hotel bed. Yeah. Are you gonna make room for me or what? No, actually, don't make room for me because I want to sit right here on top of you. Mm-hmm, I want to sit in your lap. Because I missed you. Yeah, I missed you all day. I was thinking about you and Just imagining the way you smell and the sound of your voice and how comfy your chest is for me to lay my head on. Are you comfy? As comfy as someone could be with their girlfriend sitting in their lap? Well, I hope you're comfy because I'm not moving. No, I'm staying right here. Mm-hmm. Sitting in your lap, holding you close. Put your arms around me. There you go. My nerd. You're my sweet nerd, aren't you? And you'll always be my nerd. My sweet, sweet boyfriend nerd. Or is it sweet nerd boyfriend? I don't know. It doesn't matter. What matters is that we are cuddling. And that's it. That's all that matters. Okay, but seriously, are you comfortable? Because I don't want to have to get up and get all untangled. Okay, good. You hand me a gummy bear? Not a green one! God! Stop! No, give me a red one. I eat the green ones, just not, they're not my favorite. I want a red one. Thank you. Give it to me. No, give it. No, don't. Come. Hey, give me. Oh no, hold your wrists. I will pin you down. I will, if you don't stop, I will pin you. Okay, that's it, nerd. No, okay, all right, nerd. That's it. I'm pinning you down to this bed. If you can't give me the correct color of gummy bear, then you cannot move. No, I have to keep you here pinned down. I'll watch the whole movie with your wrists pinned down like this. I will. You think I'm joking? Mm-mm, I'm not. I love pinning down nerds. You know that's true. Mm-hmm. Pinning down nerdy nerds who need to be taught a lesson. Isn't it funny to think? This is how we used to be. Me calling you names. Getting physical with you. In hindsight, it's so obvious, isn't it? I had such a big crush on you. Still do. You know, you look really cute pinned down on my bed like this. Yeah, I got your hair all messed up. Don't try to get up. You're being pinned down right now. You're mine. Mine to do with whatever I want. You probably really liked getting attention from me, huh? Yeah, you liked it when I called you nerd. Well, I love having my very own nerd to play with. My very own nerd to do with whatever I want. I could sit on you and keep you pinned down to my bed. What else could I do? I could pin you down and force you to cuddle with me. Even though I don't need to force you for you to do that. I could just hold you still and keep your wrist pinned while I next to you. Put my head on your chest. You like being made to cuddle? Bullied into cuddling. I really like you. You know that, right? That's why I like pinning you down. Because I like you. I just want your attention all the time. Now, I'm going to lay my head on your chest. And I'm going to let go of your arms. But just know I could pin you back down at any moment. So be good, okay? Are you going to behave? Yeah, you're going to do what your bully girlfriend tells you to? Good. Give me a red gummy bear. Please. Thank you. That's all I asked for. Come here, babe. Come here, come here. Let's actually cuddle up. Thanks for coming over.